that he was in the hospital, even at when he was in intensive care up here. He was in intensive care a week. He tried to prepare me, and I couldn't. I just couldn't accept it. There was just no way in the world. But every time I'd go in there, he'd cling to me just like, well, that will be the last time. It was just killing me. Well, I just went berserk when they come told me that he'd had the second one. The first one, they did not think it was a heart attack, but they, after he had the second one, they knew that it was. The first one was. He was only in intensive care 2 days that time. It was just what they call a warning. And he has a high hernia, and they thought that's what it was. Yeah. Because the EKG didn't show up anything. But if you've ever had an EKG, I know anything about it. If you are not in pain when they do an EKG, it does not show up.
No, it doesn't.
You have to be in pain when, you have to be in the process of having an attack or something before an EKG will show up, unless you're damaged real bad. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have any damage from the first one. It was that light.
Yeah.
But it was only 6 weeks then before he had the other one. But he just, and that, I got there about 6 o'clock that morning. And of course, Beulah, his wife, was on one side, and I was on this side. And every now and then, and her sister was there, and my sister was there, and my niece. And he was holding my hand and her hand. Every now and then, just every few minutes, he said, "Mother, are you all right?" He'd say, "Boo, are you all right?" We call her Boo. Her name's Beulah, but we call her Boo. And he'd say, "Boo, are you all right?" Oh, dear folks, that was just one of the hardest things. And when they came in to get him to roll him out, I just tell you, man, I just thought, well, now that's the end. Of course, I was highly tranquilized. They had given me a Vistadrill, which they gave me a shot of Vistadrill the day that he had the heart attack. So they gave me some Vistadrill capsules when I went up there. And I had to get up, yeah, to tranquilize them. And I had to get up at 4 o'clock and take one of those in order for it to, take effect by the time I got to the hospital, and it helped. But I didn't have to take with that one. I just did real good.
Oh,
they
good.
Said it would be three days before I would be able to see him. And we got back there the next morning at 8 o'clock, and Boo said, "Miss Smith, you can see him. They've already taken every tube out of him, except the things in his nose." And I went in, and there he lay, and he just put his arms around him, and he said, "Mother, I feel fine." You can't imagine. I was so shocked till I didn't know what to do. But then they moved him. He was in three different intensive care wards. And then we stayed until Wednesday. He was operated on Tuesday. We stayed until Thursday. Then we went back every day. We went home, and then we went back and stayed a few minutes every day. We could only see him for a few minutes at the time. And on Friday, when we went back, then he had really begun to get sore. And they brought him his lunch while we were there, and that arm was just awful, just red and inflamed.
Oh, really?
Ooh, he told me when he got home that he had flea virus in that arm. I didn't know at that time that he did, but he did. But so many of them have it in the legs and all over, you know, when they have it. But that's the only place, and it was not real bad. But they brought him his lunch, and she got up in the bed with him and tried to help him, and he was just, he couldn't hardly stand you to touch him. Anything. Well, you know, I just all but passed out. We drove from Tuscaloosa up that sea, and I didn't get to stay in the room with him 5 minutes. That floor was fixing to hit me in the face. I just couldn't stand it. I can't stand pain. I can't stand seeing about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there he was just